We're at the Kenilworth Business Centre on Warwick Road. We're standing in the street outside. I can see two doors open with quite a lot of activity inside. Is it all right if we go in, Joe, and have a look around? Yeah, tell us what's going on and what we can see.
What we're having today is we're having a working party because the building was due to be demolished. So, a lot of work had been done to enable the demolition. So panels have been taken off the walls. There's a couple of holes in the floor where they've, tried to figure out what's underneath. The ceiling panels have gone out as well. The whole place is a bit of a mess.
Is there any electricity on at the moment?
The electricity isn't on downstairs, okay. But it is on upstairs. We've actually finally located what the problem is with the electricity downstairs. Yeah, we figured out what it is, and there's a 100-amp fuse needed in the fuse box downstairs.
So we're just standing in the foyer at the moment. We've got a few wooden chairs around, some swivel chairs, a couple of settees, there's tools, there's electronic equipment on the floor, there's a wardrobe there. Lots of white elephants everywhere, which I'm sure will go to good use. Yep. Shall we carry on in a bit and have a walk around?
This bit here, the shop front, we'll use as a display area.
Good.
To put things up, to entice members of the public in. Hopefully in the first couple of weeks we'll have it open. The consultation will still be running, so we'll use it as a drop-in centre for people to help people respond to the consultation and obviously boost the numbers of people responding to the consultation.
We're now in the back area, which must be stretching for what this is about, 30, 40 metres of space?
Easily, yes.
There is a big white banner on the wall which says, beware of trains, stop HS2, South North Hampshire Action Group against HS2. Now, is this building just for Kenilworth and, say, Burton Green HS2?
No, well, it's mainly going to be staffed by volunteers from Kenilworth and Burton Green, obviously due to the location, but it's for everyone. The snag banner there is up mainly because we've got it and it covers a big hole in the wall.
Absolutely, it does, yeah, there's bricks showing, isn't there?
There are a few bricks showing and that's it. We've put a lot of the panels back on the wall that have come off, but there was a bit of a gap and we've got this nice big banner that can go up there.
If you listen carefully there, you might be able to identify a sound here.
That sounds like sweeping up, doesn't it?
It is sweeping up, isn't it?
And you can see the holes in the wall where they've tested behind there. We did think that was asbestos at one point. The council thought that was asbestos at one point. It turns out it's fiberglass. If it had been asbestos, we wouldn't be able to use down here.
No good.
This room, the big room here, is more part of the long-term strategy. And in time, we'll be able to use this for larger meetings.
Yep, okay, keep going. Yeah, that's lovely. I was going to say, with this, just for those people who don't know, it's on audio booth, so we've got until about 5 minutes on the clip, so there's another 50 seconds available.
Okay, well, that there, that's where we're going to have the drop-in centre for people who are coming in, and then upstairs. Oh, this room's 160 square metres.
That's right, we've just been told there, 160 square metre. Now, that is a lot of campaigning space,
isn't it? It is a lot of campaigning space, as well as all the offices we've got upstairs. There was a lot more furniture down here earlier today. Most of the office equipment's been taken upstairs.
So just to repeat then, Joe, when will this shop be open for the public?
We'll be having an official opening ceremony next Saturday on the 16th, and then we'll actually be starting operations the Monday after, which is the 18th.
Thanks very much for talking to us. Brilliant.
Thank you.
It's Saturday the 9th of July, about 1 o'clock, lunchtime. I'm standing outside with Joe Rukin of
Stop HS2,
and we're going to have a walk around and a chat about what's going on in this building. So what's this all about, Joe?
Well, this building is the new national headquarters for the Stop HS2 campaign. Warwickshire County Council bought this building last year as part of the Kenilworth Station project. It's not actually where the station was going to be, but Niall Bailey, Bailey's Build Base as it is now, Whiteman's for those of you who are old enough, is the only bit of the original Kenilworth Station complex still standing, and it's a builder's merchants. Obviously, to build the station they needed to move Bailey's out, so when this builder's merchant site became available they bought it, the idea being that they were going to move Bailey's into here. Unfortunately, in May, they didn't get the funding, the £6 million they needed for the station project. So they've got this building, it's part of their long-term strategy, but there's nothing they can do with it at the moment because they could get the funding for the station tomorrow, so they can't have a commercial tenant in here because, they'd have to chuck them out reasonably quickly.
Okay,
as a result, they've agreed to let us use it for nothing rather than let it stand derelict and potentially get vandalised.